be a performance or
I guess
a
we could say ball. Required.
Pardon?
We could say required.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't see
I'm
why
fine with
can.
That.
Okay.
Because that's typical on the...
With the required bonding.
Mm-hmm.
I like
due
that.
To the amount. Move to approve the agreement for courthouse flooring rehabilitation by and between Dedman Floor Covering and Taney County contingent upon receiving or making available the required bonding due to the price being above $50,000.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next we have is the padded cell quote, file number 24-088 for maintenance. So with this quote, Mr. Turpin, they're going to go in and they're going to do all the removal of the padding and then come in and replace everything in that particular cell?
Yes, they'll resand the existing walls and recoat.
And is this the company that originally did that?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And the only, and it's essential.
Absolutely.
Time is essential on it.
Yeah, we're looking at about 90 days right now.
Yeah.
When I got it taken care of, yes.
Yeah. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 2nd, 2024, approving to the quote as the form. So what we'll have this morning is to approve the quote.
Right. And then, so this is a quote, but this isn't the actual.
Mm-mm. We'll have a.
The reason I ask is the, when are we going to get, last week, whenever we did one, they said there was a discount. Upon contract issuance.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to. Are we going to be brought a check this afternoon? Are we just going to. I know you guys don't know this. That'd be a question for.
Yeah.
Accounts payable.
Yeah, because this does have almost 10% discount for payment in full at the time of contract issuance.
It does.
Payment at the time.
There is a discount.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might just ask them or have Nikki reach out to them, find out when that is. Move to approve the quote for padded cell by and between Marathon Engineering Corporation and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Scott. Next, we have change order number 3, file number 24-092, Roden Bridge.
So this change order is lowering the cost once again?
Yeah. So the change orders we've had, the last two have been to reduce the price on the overall project. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 3rd, 2024, approving the change order as the form.
Sorry, Devin, I didn't see you coming up.
I didn't either. I'm sorry. My apologies.
You're fine.
Anything you want to?
No, it would just be a deduction on the overall amount of the project.
Move to approve change order number 3 by and between Great River Engineering and Taney County regarding the Highway 165 Scenic Overlook Improvement Project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the notice of renewal for motor oil and hydraulic oil, file number 24-090, Roden Bridge. Once again, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 3rd, 2024, approving to the renewal as the form. It is a one-year renewal. It is the second of three available.
Devin, it's your recommendation to do the renewal?
Yes.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for motor oil and hydraulic oil by and between Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum LLC and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the renewal to Cartograph Solutions Purchase Agreement, file number 24-087, Roden Bridge. This is a one-year renewal with Cartograph. We also have it accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 2nd, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. Moving forward, Devin.
I'm good with it for one more year.
For one year?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the timeline required to provide notice of intent as May 16th, 2025?
Yes, I had that email this morning on it.
Okay.
This is what you use daily?
Correct.
Hourly?
Yeah.
Move to approve the software services purchase agreement by and between OpenGov Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next, we have our treasurer semi-annual settlement investment report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm here to present my semi-annual settlement investment report and have it entered into record according to RSMO 54150. I had emailed this to you last week. I'll just kind of give the numbers briefly. Mm-hmm. So total budgeted funds is $64,055,323.89. Treasurer's funds, $5,424,372.68. I have put copies of the bank statements, all the investments that we have at this time, and then broke it down, what's in the treasurer, what's in the ARPA, total CDs, total investments, which comes back to this $69,479,696.57.
Is there any questions?
Yeah.
Do we have a motion or anything?
You said entered into record.
Okay.
Move to accept and enter into the record the semi-annual settlement and investment report as presented by the treasurer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We do have an executive session scheduled for 9:30 upstairs and a daily staff review and agenda request. So I have 10:38 a.m. We will be in recess at this time.